4 Kings 11. Athaliah's usurpation and tyranny. Joseph made king. Athaliah is slain. 11:1. Now Athaliah, the mother of Ochozias, seeing that her son was dead, arose and slew all the royal seed. 11:2. But Jozabah, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ochozias, took Joz, the son of Ochozias, and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain, out of the bedchamber with his nurse, and hid him from the face of Athaliah, so that he was not slain. 11:3. And he was with her 6 years, hid in the house of the Lord. And Athaliah reigned over the land. 11:4. And in the 7th year Jehoiada sent, and taking the centurions and soldiers, brought them into him into the temple of the Lord, and made a covenant with them. And taking an oath of them in the house of the Lord, shewed them the king's son. 11:5. And he commanded them, saying, this is the thing that you must do. 11:6. Let a third part of you go in on the Sabbath, and keep the watch of the king's house. And let a third part be at the gate of Sir. And let a third part be at the gate behind the dwelling of the shield bearers. And you shall keep the watch of the house of Messa. 11:7. But let two parts of you also go forth on the Sabbath, keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. 11:8. And you shall compass him round about, having weapons in your hands. And if any man shall enter the precinct of the temple, let him be slain. And you shall be with the king, coming in and going out. 11:9. And the centurions did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded them. And taking every one their men that went in on the Sabbath, with them that went out in the Sabbath, came to Jehoiada the priest. 11:10. And he gave them the spears and the arms of King David, which were in the house of the Lord. 11:11. And they stood, having every one their weapons in their hands, from the right side of the temple, unto the left side of the altar, and of the temple, about the king. 11:12. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the diadem upon him, and the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him. And clapping their hands, they said, God save the king, the testimony, the book of the law. 11:13. And Athaliah heard the noise of the people running, and going into the people into the temple of the Lord. 11:14. She saw the king standing upon a tribunal, as the manner was, and the singers, and the trumpets near him, and all the people of the land rejoicing, and sounding the trumpets. And she rent her garments, and cried, a conspiracy, a conspiracy, a tribunal, a tribune, or a place elevated above the rest. 11:15. But Jehoiada commanded the centurions that were over the army, and said to them, have her forth without the precinct of the temple, and whosoever shall follow her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest had said, let her not be slain in the temple of the Lord. 11:16. And they laid hands on her, and thrust her out by the way by which the horses go in, by the palace, and she was slain there. 11:17. And Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, and the king, and the people, that they should be the people of the Lord, and between the king and the people. 11:18. And all the people of the land went into the temple of Baal, and broke down his altars, and his images they broke in pieces pearly. They slew also Mathan the priest of Baal before the altar. And the priest set guards in the house of the Lord. 11:19. And he took the centurions, and the bands of the Sarathi, and the Phelphi, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king from the house of the Lord. And they came by the way of the gate of the shield bearers into the palace, and he sat on the throne of the kings. 11:20. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. But Athaliah was slain with the sword in the king's house. 11:21. Now Joas was 7 years old when he began to reign. 4 Kings chapter 12. The temple is repaired. Hazael is brought off from attacking Jerusalem. Joseph slain. 12:1. In the 7th year of Jehu, Joas began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Zibia of Busabi. 12:2. And Joas did that which was right before the Lord all the days that Jehoiada, the priest, taught him. 12:3. But yet he took not away the high places. For the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. 12:4. And Joas said to the priests, all the money of the sanctified things, which is brought into the temple of the Lord by those that pass, which is offered for the price of a soul, and which of their own accord, and of their own free heart, they bring into the temple of the Lord, sanctified, that is, dedicated to God's service. Abid, the price of a soul, that is, the ordinary oblation, which every soul was to offer by the law. Acts 30:12-5. Let the priests take it according to their order and repair the house, wheresoever they shall see anything that wanteth repairing. 12:6. Now till the 23rd year of King Joas the priests did not make the repairs of the temple. 12:7. And King Joas called Jehoiada, the high priest, and the priests, saying to them, Why do you not repair the temple? Take you, therefore, money no more according to your order, but restore it for the repairing of the temple. 12:8. And the priests were forbidden to take any more money of the people, and to make the repairs of the house. 12:9. And Jehoiada, the high priest, took a chest, and bored a hole in the top, and set it by the altar at the right hand of them that came into the house of the Lord. And the priests that kept the doors, put therein all the money that was brought to the temple of the Lord. 12:10. And when they saw that there was very much money in the chest, the king's scribe, and the high priest, came up, and poured it out, and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. 12:11. And they gave it out by number and measure into the hands of them that were over the builders of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters, and the masons, that wrought in the house of the Lord. 12:12. And made the repairs, and to them that cut stones, and to buy timber, and stones to be hewed, that the repairs of the house of the Lord might be completely finished, and wheresoever there was need of expenses to uphold the house. 12:13. But there were not made of the same money for the temple of the Lord, bowls, or flesh hooks, or censers, or trumpets, or any vessel of gold and silver, of the money that was brought into the temple of the Lord. 12:14. For it was given to them that did the work, that the temple of the Lord might be repaired. 12:15. And they reckoned not with the men that received the money to distribute it to the workmen, but they bestowed it faithfully. 12:16. But the money for trespass, and the money for sins, they brought not into the temple of the Lord, because it was for the priests. 12:17. Then Hazael, king of Syria, went up, and fought against Gath, and took it, and set his face to go up to Jerusalem. 12:18. Wherefore Joas, king of Judah, took all the sanctified things, which Jehoshaphat, and Joram, and Ochozias, his fathers, the kings of Judah, had dedicated to holy uses, and which he himself had offered, and all the silver that could be found in the treasures of the temple of the Lord, and in the king's palace, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went off from Jerusalem. 12:19. And the rest of the acts of Joas, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 12:20. And his servants arose, and conspired among themselves, and slew Joas, in the house of Melo, in the descent of Salah. 12:21. For Josachar the son of Samadak, and Josiabad the son of Samar his servant, struck him, and he died. And they buried him with his fathers in the city of David. And Amasas, his son, reigned in his stead, the city of David. He was buried in the same city with his fathers, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. 2:14. 4 Kings 13. The reign of Joachas and of Joas kings of Israel. The last acts and death of Eliseus the prophet. A dead man is raised to life by the touch of his bones. 13:1. In the 23rd year of Joas son of Ochozias, king of Judah, Joachas, the son of Jehu, reigned over Israel, in Samaria, 17 years. 13:2. And he did evil before the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. And he departed not from them. 13:3. And the wrath of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael, the king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, all days. 13:4. But Joachas besought the face of the Lord, and the Lord heard him. For he saw the distress of Israel, because the king of Syria had oppressed them. 13:5. And the Lord gave Israel a savior, and they were delivered out of the hand of the king of Syria. And the children of Israel dwelt in their pavilions as yesterday and the day before. 13:6. But yet they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin, but walked in them. And there still remained the grove also in Samaria, a grove dedicated to the worship of idols. 13:7. And Joachas had no more left of the people than 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen. For the king of Syria had slain them, and had brought them low as dust by threshing in the barn floor. 13:8. But the rest of the acts of Joachas, and all that he did, and his valor, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 13:9. and Joachim slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Joaz, his son, reigned in his stead. 13:10. In the 37th year of Joaz, king of Judah, Joaz the son of Joachim reigned over Israel, in Samaria, 16 years. 13:11. And he did that which is evil in the sight of the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, but he walked in them. 13:12. But the rest of the acts of Joaz, and all that he did, and his valor wherewith he fought against Amasas, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 13:13. And Joaz slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne. But Joaz was buried in Samaria, with the kings of Israel. 13:14. Now Eliseus was sick of the illness whereof he died. And Joaz, king of Israel, went down to him, and wept before him, and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the guider thereof. 13:15. And Eliseus said to him, Bring a bow and arrows. And when he had brought him a bow and arrows, 13:16, he said to the king of Israel, Put thy hand upon the bow. And when he had put his hand, Eliseus put his hands over the king's hands, 13:17, and said, Open the window to the east. And when he had opened it, Eliseus said, Shoot an arrow. And he shot. And Eliseus said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of the deliverance from Syria. And thou shalt strike the Syrians in Aphek, till thou consume them. 13:18. And he said, Take the arrows. And when he had taken them, he said to him, Strike with an arrow upon the ground. And he struck three times, and stood still. 13:19. And the man of God was angry with him, and said, If thou hadst smitten five or six or seven times, thou hadst smitten Syria even to utter destruction. But now three times shalt thou smite it, if thou hadst smitten, etc. By this it appears that God had revealed to the prophet that the king should overcome the Syrians as many times as he should then strike on the ground. But as he had not at the same time revealed to him how often the king would strike, the prophet was concerned to see that he struck but thrice. 13:20. And Eliseus died, and they buried him. And the rovers from Moab came into the land the same year. 13:21. And some that were burying a man saw the rovers, and cast the body into the sepulchre of Eliseus. And when it had touched the bones of Eliseus, the man came to life and stood upon his feet. 13:22. Now Hazael, king of Syria, afflicted Israel all the days of Joachim. 13:23. And the Lord had mercy on them, and returned to them, because of his covenant, which he had made with Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and he would not destroy them, nor utterly cast them away, unto this present time. 13:24. And Hazael, king of Syria, died, and Ben-Hadad, his son, reigned in his stead. 13:25. Now Joaz the son of Joachim took the cities out of the hand of Ben-Hadad, the son of Hazael, which he had taken out of the hand of Joachim, his father, by war. Three times did Joaz beat him, and he restored the cities to Israel. 4 Kings chapter 14. Amasas reigneth in Judah. He overcometh the Edomites, but is overcome by Joaz king of Israel. Jeroboam the second reigneth in Israel. 14:1. In the second year of Joaz son of Joachim, king of Israel, reigned Amasas son of Joaz, king of Judah. 14:2. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and 29 years he reigned in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jonadan, of Jerusalem. 14:3. And he did that which was right before the Lord, but yet not like David his father. He did according to all things that Joaz his father did. 14:4. But this only, that he took not away the high places. For yet the people sacrificed, and burnt incense in the high places. 14:5. And when he had possession of the kingdom, he put his servants to death that had slain the king, his father. 14:6. But the children of the murderers he did not put to death, according to that which is written in the book of the law of Moses, wherein the Lord commanded, saying, The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. 14:7. He slew of Edom in the valley of the salt pits 10,000 men, and took the rock by war, and called the name thereof Jectahel, unto this day. 14:8. Then Amasas sent messengers to Joaz, son of Joachim, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, Come, let us see one another. This was a challenge to fight. 14:9. And Joaz, king of Israel, sent again to Amasas, king of Judah, saying, A thistle of Libanus sent to a cedar tree, which is in Libanus, saying, Give thy daughter to my son to wife. And the beasts of the forest, that are in Libanus, passed, and trod down the thistle. 14:10. Thou hast beaten and prevailed over Edom, and thy heart hath lifted thee up. Be content with this glory, and sit at home. Why provokest thou evil, that thou shouldst fall, in Judah with thee? 14:11. But Amasas did not rest satisfied. So Joaz, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amasas, king of Judah, saw one another in Bethsaims, a town in Judah. 14:12. And Judah was put to the worse before Israel, and they fled every man to their dwellings. 14:13. But Joaz, king of Israel, took Amasas, king of Judah, the son of Joaz, the son of Ochozias, in Bethsaims, and brought him into Jerusalem. And he broke down the wall of Jerusalem, from the gate of Ephraim to the gate of the corner, 400 cubits. 14:14. And he took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of the Lord, and in the king's treasures, and hostages, and returned to Samaria. 14:15. But the rest of the acts of Joaz, which he did, and his valor, wherewith he fought against Amasas, king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 14:16. And Joaz slept with his fathers, and was buried in Samaria, with the kings of Israel. And Jeroboam, his son, reigned in his stead. 14:17. And Amasas, the son of Joaz, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joaz, son of Joachaz, king of Israel, 15 years. 14:18. And the rest of the acts of Amasas, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 14:19. Now they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. And they sent after him to Lachish, and killed him there. 14:20. And they brought him away upon horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his fathers, in the city of David. 14:21. And all the people of Judah took Azarias, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father, Amasas. 14:22. He built Elath, and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept with his fathers. 14:23. In the 15th year of Amasas, son of Joaz, king of Judah, reigned Jeroboam, the son of Joaz, king of Israel, in Samaria, 140 years. 14:24. And he did that which is evil before the Lord. He departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. 14:25. He restored the borders of Israel from the entrance of Hamath unto the sea of the wilderness, according to the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke by his servant, Jonas, the son of Amathi, the prophet, who was of Geth, which is in Ophir, the tribe of Zebulun. 14:26. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was exceedingly bitter, and that they were consumed even to them that were shut up in prison, and the lowest persons, and that there was no one to help Israel. 14:27. And the Lord did not say that he would blot out the name of Israel from under heaven, but he saved them by the hand of Jeroboam, the son of Joaz. 14:28. But the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, and all that he did, and his valor, wherewith he fought, and how he restored Damascus and Hamath to Judah, in Israel, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 14:29. And Jeroboam slept with his fathers, the kings of Israel, and Zacharias, his son, reigned in his stead. 4 Kings 15. The reign of Azarias, and Jotham in Judah, and of Zacharias, Salem, Menahem, Phatiah, and Phatiah in Israel. 15:1. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Azarias, son of Amasas, king of Judah. Azarias, otherwise called Ozias. 15:2. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jechiliah, of Jerusalem. 15:3. And he did that which was pleasing before the Lord, according to all that his father, Amasas, had done. 15:4. But the high places he did not destroy, for the people sacrificed, and burnt incense in the high places. 15:5. And the Lord struck the king, so that he was a leper unto the day of his death, and he dwelt in a free house apart. But Jotham, the king's son, governed the palace, and judged the people of the land, a leper, in punishment of his usurping the priestly function. 2 Par. 26. 15:6. and the rest of the acts of Azarias, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 15:7. And Azarias slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his ancestors in the city of David, and Jotham, his son, reigned in his stead. 15:8. In the 38th year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Zacharias, son of Jeroboam, over Israel, in Samaria, 6 months. 15:9. And he did that which is evil before the Lord, as his fathers had done. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. 15:10. And Salem, the son of Dabes, conspired against him, and struck him publicly, and killed him, and reigned in his place. 15:11. Now the rest of the acts of Zacharias, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 15:12. This was the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Jehu, saying, Thy children, to the fourth generation, shall sit upon the throne of Israel. And so it came to pass. 15:13. Salem, the son of Dabes, began to reign in the 39th year of Azarias, king of Judah, and reigned 1 month in Samaria. 15:14. And Menahem, the son of Gedi, went up from Thirsah, and he came into Samaria, and struck Salem, the son of Dabes, in Samaria, and slew him, and reigned in his stead. 15:15. And the rest of the acts of Salem, and his conspiracy which he made, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 15:16. Then Menahem destroyed Absah and all that were in it, and the borders thereof from Thirsah, because they would not open to him. And he slew all the women thereof that were with child, and ripped them up. 15:17. In the 39th year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Menahem, son of Gedi, over Israel, 10 years, in Samaria. 15:18. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin, all his days. 15:19. And Phul, king of the Assyrians, came into the land, and Menahem gave Phul 1,000 talents of silver to aid him and to establish him in the kingdom. 15:20. And Menahem laid a tax upon Israel, on all that were mighty and rich, to give the king of the Assyrians, each man 50 sickles of silver. So the king of the Assyrians turned back, and did not stay in the land. 15:21. And the rest of the acts of Menahem, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 15:22. And Menahem slept with his fathers, and Thijiah, his son, reigned in his stead. 15:23. In the 50th year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Thijiah, the son of Menahem, over Israel, in Samaria, 2 years. 15:24. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. 15:25. And Phicha, the son of Romelia, his captain, conspired against him, and smote him in Samaria, in the tower of the king's house, near Argob, and near Ar, and with him 50 men of the sons of the Gileadites, and he slew him, and reigned in his stead. 15:26. And the rest of the acts of Phicha, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 15:27. In the 52nd year of Azarias, king of Judah, reigned Phicha, the son of Romelia, over Israel, in Samaria, 20 years. 15:28. And he did that which was evil before the Lord. He departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. 15:29. In the days of Phicha, king of Israel, came Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and took Aian, and Abeldam and Maacah, and Janu, and Seeds, and Asor, and Gilead, and Galilee, and all the land of Naphtali, and carried them captives into Assyria. 15:30. Now Ozi, son of Ilah, conspired, and formed a plot against Phicha, the son of Romelia, and struck him, and slew him, and reigned in his stead in the 20th year of Jotham, the son of Ozias, in the 20th year of Jotham. That is, in the 20th year, from the beginning of Jotham's reign. The sacred writer chooses rather to follow here this date than to speak of the years of Achaz, who had not yet been mentioned. 15:31. But the rest of the acts of Phicha, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Israel? 15:32. In the 2nd year of Phicha, the son of Romelia king of Israel, reigned Jotham, son of Ozias, king of Judah. 15:33. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Jerusha, the daughter of Sadoc. 15:34. And he did that which was right before the Lord, according to all that his father Uzziah had done, so did he. 15:35. But the high places he took not away. The people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. He built the highest gate of the house of the Lord. 15:36. But the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 15:37. In those days the Lord began to send into Judah Rezin king of Syria, and Phicheh the son of Romelia. 15:38. And Jotham slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David, his father. And Achaz, his son, reigned in his stead. 4 Kings chapter 16. The wicked reign of Achaz. The kings of Syria and Israel war against him. He hireth the king of the Assyrians to assist him. He causeth an altar to be made after the pattern of that of Damascus. 16:1. In the 17th year of Phicheh, the son of Romelia reigned Achaz, the son of Jotham, king of Judah. 16:2. Achaz was 20 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem. He did not that which was pleasing in the sight of the Lord, his God, as David, his father. 16:3. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Moreover, he consecrated also his son, making him pass through the fire, according to the idols of the nations which the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. 16:4. He sacrificed also, and burnt incense in the high places, and on the hills, and under every green tree. 16:5. Then Rezin, king of Syria, and Phicheh, son of Romelia, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to fight. And they besieged Achaz, but were not able to overcome him. 16:6. At that time Rezin, king of Syria, restored Elah to Syria, and drove the men of Judah out of Elah. And the Edomites came into Elah, and dwelt there unto this day. 16:7. And Achaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of the Assyrians, saying, I am thy servant, and thy son. Come up, and save me out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, who are risen up together against me. 16:8. And when he had gathered together the silver and gold that could be found in the house of the Lord, and in the king's treasures, he sent it for a present to the king of the Assyrians. 16:9. And he agreed to his desire. For the king of the Assyrians went up against Damascus, and laid it waste, and he carried away the inhabitants thereof to Cyrene. But Rezin he slew. 16:10. And King Achaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of the Assyrians, and when he had seen the altar of Damascus, King Achaz sent to Urias, the priest, the pattern of it, and its likeness, according to all the work thereof. 16:11. And Urias, the priest, built an altar according to all that King Achaz had commanded from Damascus, so did Urias, the priest, until King Achaz came from Damascus. 16:12. And when the king was come from Damascus, he saw the altar and worshipped it, and went up and offered holocausts, and his own sacrifice. 16:13. And he offered libations, and poured the blood of the peace offerings, which he had offered, upon the altar. 16:14. But the altar of brass that was before the Lord, he removed from the face of the temple, and from the place of the altar, and from the place of the temple of the Lord, and he set it at the side of the altar towards the north. 16:15. And King Achaz commanded Urias, the priest, saying, upon the great altar offer the morning holocaust, and the evening sacrifice, and the king's holocaust, and his sacrifice, and the holocaust of the whole people of the land, and their sacrifices, and their libations, and all the blood of the holocaust, and all the blood of the victim, thou shalt pour out upon it, but the altar of brass shall be ready at my pleasure. 16:16. So Urias, the priest, did according to all that King Achaz had commanded him. 16:17. And King Achaz took away the graven bases, and the laver that was upon them. And he took down the sea from the brazen oxen that held it up, and put it upon a pavement of stone. 16:18. The musach also for the Sabbath, which he had built in the temple, and the king's entry from without, he turned into the temple of the Lord, because of the king of the Assyrians. Musach. The covert, or pavilion, or tribune, for the king. 16:19. Now the rest of the acts of Achaz which he did, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 16:20. And Achaz slept with his fathers, and was buried with them in the city of David, and Ezechias, his son, reigned in his stead. 4 Kings chapter 17. The reign of Uzzi. The Israelites for their sins are carried into captivity. Other inhabitants are sent to Samaria, who make a mixture of religion. 17:1. In the 12th year of Achaz king of Judah, Uzzi the son of Elah reigned in Samaria, over Israel, 9 years. In the 12th year of Achaz king of Judah, he began to reign before, but was not in quiet possession of the kingdom to the 12th year of Achaz. 17:2. And he did evil before the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that had been before him. 17:3. Against him came up Salmanazar, king of the Assyrians, and Uzzi became his servant, and paid him tribute. 17:4. And when the king of the Assyrians found that Uzzi, endeavoring to rebel, had sent messengers to Saul, the king of Egypt, that he might not pay tribute to the king of the Assyrians, as he had done every year, he besieged him, bound him, and cast him into a prison. 17:5. And he went through all the land, and going up to Samaria, he besieged it 3 years. 17:6. And in the 9th year of Uzzi, the king of the Assyrians took Samaria, and carried Israel away to Assyria. And he placed them in Halah, and Haber, by the river of Gozan, in the cities of the midst. 17:7. For so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord, their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And they worshipped strange gods. 17:8. And they walked according to the way of the nations which the Lord had destroyed in the sight of the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel, because they had done in like manner. 17:9. And the children of Israel offended the Lord, their God, with things that were not right, and built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. 17:10. And they made them statues and groves on every high hill, and under every shady tree. 17:11. And they burned incense there upon altars, after the manner of the nations which the Lord had removed from their face. And they did wicked things, provoking the Lord. 17:12. And they worshipped abominations, concerning which the Lord had commanded them that they should not do this thing. 17:13. And the Lord testified to them in Israel, and in Judah, by the hand of all the prophets and seers, saying, Return from your wicked ways, and keep my precepts and ceremonies, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers, and as I have sent to you in the hand of my servants the prophets. 17:14. And they hearkened not, but hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers, who would not obey the Lord, their God. 17:15. And they rejected his ordinances, and the covenant that he made with their fathers, and the testimonies which he testified against them. And they followed vanities, and acted vainly. And they followed the nations that were around about them, concerning which the Lord had commanded them that they should not do as they did. 17:16. And they forsook all the precepts of the Lord, their God, and made to themselves two molten calves, and groves, and adored all the host of heaven. And they served Baal. 17:17. And consecrated their sons, and their daughters, through fire. And they gave themselves to divinations, and soothsayings. And they delivered themselves up to do evil before the Lord, to provoke him. 17:18. And the Lord was very angry with Israel, and removed them from his sight, and there remained only the tribe of Judah. 17:19. But neither did Judah itself keep the commandments of the Lord, their God, but they walked in the errors of Israel, which they had wrought. 17:20. And the Lord cast off all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers, till he cast them away from his face. 17:21. Even from that time, when Israel was rent from the house of David, and made Jeroboam, son of Nebat, their king. For Jeroboam separated Israel from the Lord, and made them commit a great sin. 17:22. And the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he had done, and they departed not from them. 17:23. Till the Lord removed Israel from his face, as he had spoken in the hand of all his servants, the prophets. And Israel was carried away out of their land to Assyria, unto this day. 17:24. And the king of the Assyrians brought people from Babylon, and from Cutha, and from Ava, and from Hamath, and from Sepharvaim, and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria, and dwelt in the cities thereof. 17:25. And when they began to dwell there, they feared not the Lord. And the Lord sent lions among them, which killed them. 17:26. And it was told the king of the Assyrians, and it was said, The nations which thou hast removed, and made to dwell in the cities of Samaria, know not the ordinances of the God of the land, and the Lord hath sent lions among them. And behold, they kill them, because they know not the manner of the God of the land. 17:27. And the king of the Assyrians commanded, saying, Carry thither one of the priests whom you brought from thence captive, and let him go, and dwell with them, and let him teach them the ordinances of the God of the land. 17:28. So one of the priests, who had been carried away captive from Samaria, came and dwelt in Bethel, and taught them how they should worship the Lord. 17:29. And every nation made gods of their own and put them in the temples of the high places, which the Samaritans had made, every nation in their cities where they dwelt. 17:30. For the men of Babylon made Sothoth Benoth, and the Cuttites made Nergal, and the men of Amath made Asima. 17:31. And the Hevites made Nahas, and Tharthak, and they that were of Sepharvaim burnt their children in fire, to Adramelech and Anamelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. 17:32. And nevertheless they worshipped the Lord, and they made to themselves, of the lowest of the people, priests of the high places, and they placed them in the temples of the high places. 17:33. And when they worshipped the Lord, they served also their own gods, according to the custom of the nations out of which they were brought to Samaria. 17:34. And to this day they follow the old manner. They fear not the Lord, neither do they keep his ceremonies, and judgments, and law, and the commandment, which the Lord commanded the children of Jacob, whom he surnamed Israel. 17:35. With whom he made a covenant, and charged them, saying, You shall not fear strange gods, nor shall you adore them, nor worship them, nor sacrifice to them. 17:36. But the Lord, your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, with great power, and a stretched out arm, him shall you fear, and him shall you adore, and to him shall you sacrifice. 17:37. And the ceremonies, and judgments, and law, and the commandment, which he wrote for you, you shall observe to do them always, and you shall not fear strange gods. 17:38. And the covenant that he made with you, you shall not forget, neither shall you worship strange gods. 17:39. But fear the Lord, your God, and he shall deliver you out of the hand of all your enemies. 17:40. But they did not hearken to them, but did according to their old custom. 17:41. So these nations feared the Lord, but nevertheless served also their idols. Their children also, and grandchildren, as their fathers did, so do they unto this day. 4 Kings chapter 18. The reign of Ezekias. He abolisheth idolatry and prospereth. Sennacherib cometh up against him. Rabsaces soliciteth the people to revolt, and blasphemeth the Lord. 18:1. In the third year of Ophi, the son of Elah, king of Israel, reigned Ezekias, the son of Achaz, king of Judah. 18:2. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. The name of his mother was Abi, the daughter of Zacharias. 18:3. And he did that which was good before the Lord, according to all that David, his father, had done. 18:4. He destroyed the high places, and broke the statues in pieces, and cut down the groves, and broke the brazen serpent, which Moses had made. For till that time the children of Israel burnt incense to it, and he called its name Noestan, and he called its name Noestan, that is, there brass, or a little brass. So he called it in contempt, because they had made an idol of it. 18:5. He trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel, so that after him there was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any of them that were before him. 18:6. And he stuck to the Lord, and departed not from his steps, but kept his commandments, which the Lord commanded Moses. 18:7. Wherefore the Lord also was with him, and in all things, to which he went forth, he behaved himself wisely. And he rebelled against the king of the Assyrians, and served him not. 18:8. He smote the Philistines as far as Gaza, and all their borders, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. 18:9. In the fourth year of King Ezekias, which was the seventh year of Ophi, the son of Elah, king of Israel, Salmanazar, king of the Assyrians, came up to Samaria, and besieged it. 18:10. And took it. For after 3 years, in the sixth year of Ezekias, that is, in the ninth year of Uzzi, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. 18:11. And the king of the Assyrians carried away Israel into Assyria, and placed them in Hala, and in Haber, by the rivers of Gozan, in the cities of the midst. 18:12. Because they hearkened not to the voice of the Lord, their God, but transgressed his covenant. All that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded, they would not hear, nor do. 18:13. In the 14th year of King Ezekias, Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, came up against the fenced cities of Judah, and took them. 18:14. Then Ezekias, king of Judah, sent messengers to the king of the Assyrians, to Lachish, saying, I have offended, depart from me, and all that thou shalt put upon me, I will bear. And the king of the Assyrians put a tax upon Ezekias, king of Judah, of 300 talents of silver, and 30 talents of gold. 18:15. And Ezekias gave all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the king's treasures. 18:16. At that time Ezekias broke the doors of the temple of the Lord, and the plates of gold which he had fastened on them, and gave them to the king of the Assyrians. 18:17. And the king of the Assyrians sent Tharthan, and Rabsaris, and Rabsaces, from Lachish, to King Ezekias, with a strong army, to Jerusalem. And they went up and came to Jerusalem, and they stood by the conduit of the upper pool, which is in the way of the fuller's field. 18:18. And they called for the king. And there went out to them Eliasim, the son of Helchias, who was over the house, and Sabina, the scribe, and Joah, the son of Asaph, the recorder. 18:19. And Rabsaces said to them, Speak to Ezekias. Thus saith the great king, the king of the Assyrians, What is this confidence, wherein thou trustest? 18:20. Perhaps thou hast taken counsel, to prepare thyself for battle. On whom dost thou trust, that thou darest to rebel? 18:21. Dost thou trust in Egypt a staff of a broken reed, upon which is a man lean? It will break and go into his hand, and pierce it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all that trust in him. 18:22. But if you say to me, We trust in the Lord, our God, is it not he, whose high places and altars Ezekias hath taken away, and hath commanded Judah and Jerusalem, You shall worship before this altar in Jerusalem. 18:23. Now therefore come over to my master, the king of the Assyrians, and I will give you 2,000 horses, and see whether you be able to have riders for them. 18:24. And how can you stand against one lord of the least of my master's servants? Dost thou trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? 18:25. Is it without the will of the Lord that I am come up to this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, Go up to this land, and destroy it. 18:26. Then Eliasim, the son of Helchias, and Sabina, and Joah, said to Rabsaces, We pray thee, speak to us, thy servants, in Syriac. For we understand that tongue. And speak not to us in the Jews' language, in the hearing of the people that are upon the wall. 18:27. And Rabsaces answered them, saying, Hath my master sent me to thy master, and to thee, to speak these words, and not rather to the men that sit upon the wall, that they may eat their own dung, and drink their urine with you? 18:28. Then Rabsaces stood, and cried out with a loud voice in the Jews' language, and said, Hear the word of the great king, the king of the Assyrians. 18:29. Thus saith the king, Let not Ezekias deceive you, for he shall not be able to deliver you out of my hand. 18:30. Neither let him make you trust in the Lord, saying, The Lord will surely deliver us, and this city shall not be given into the hand of the king of the Assyrians. 18:31. Do not hearken to Ezekias. For thus saith the king of the Assyrians, Do with me that which is for your advantage, and come out to me. And every man of you shall eat of his own vineyard, and of his own fig tree. And you shall drink water of your own cisterns. 18:32. Till I come, and take you away, to a land, like to your own land, a fruitful land, and plentiful in wine, the land of bread and vineyards, the land of olives, and oil, and honey, and you shall live, and not die. Hearken not to Ezekias, who deceiveth you, saying, The Lord will deliver us. 18:33. Have any of the gods of the nations delivered their land from the hand of the king of Assyria? 18:34. Where is the god of Amath, and of Arphat? Where is the god of Sepharvaim, of Anna, and of Ava? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? 18:35. Who are they among all the gods of the nations that have delivered their country out of my hand, that the Lord may deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? 18:36. But the people held their peace, and answered him not a word. For they had received commandment from the king that they should not answer him. 18:37. And Eliasim, the son of Helchias, who was over the house, and Sabina, the scribe, and Joha, the son of Asaph, the recorder, came to Isaiah with their garments rent, and told him the words of Rabsaces. 4 Kings chapter 19. Isaiah is assured of God's help by Isaiah the prophet. The king of the Assyrians still threateneth and blasphemeth. Isaiah prayeth, and God promiseth to protect Jerusalem. An angel destroyeth the army of the Assyrians, their king returneth to Nineveh, and is slain by his two sons. 19:1. And when King Isaiah heard these words, he rent his garments, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. 19:2. And he sent Eliasim, who was over the house, and Sabina, the scribe, and the ancients of the priests, covered with sackcloths, to Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amos. 19:3. And they said to him, Thus saith Isaiah, This day is a day of tribulation, and of rebuke, and of blasphemy. The children are come to the birth, and the women in travail hath not strength. 19:4. It may be the Lord, thy God, will hear all the words of Rabsaces, whom the king of the Assyrians, his master, hath sent to reproach the living God, and to reprove with words, which the Lord, thy God, hath heard. And do thou offer prayer for the remnants that are found. 19:5. So the servants of King Isaiah came to Isaiah. 19:6. And Isaiah said to them, Thus shall you say to your master, Thus saith the Lord, Be not afraid for the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of the Assyrians have blasphemed me. 19:7. Behold, I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a message, and shall return into his own country, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own country. 19:8. And Rabsaces returned, and found the king of the Assyrians besieging Labana, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. 19:9. And when he heard of Theraka, king of Ethiopia, behold, he is come out to fight with thee, and was going against him, he sent messengers to Isaiah, saying, 19:10. Thus shall you say to Isaiah, king of Judah, Let not thy God deceive thee, in whom thou trustest, and do not say, Jerusalem shall not be delivered into the hands of the king of the Assyrians. 19:11. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of the Assyrians have done to all countries, how they have laid them waste, and canst thou alone be delivered? 19:12. Have the gods of the nations delivered any of them, whom my fathers have destroyed, to wit, Gozan, and Haran, and Rezif, and the children of Eden, that were in Thelasar? 19:13. Where is the king of Amath, and the king of Arphat, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, and of Anah, and of Ava? 19:14. And when Isaiah had received the letter of the hand of the messengers, and had read it, he went up to the house of the Lord, and spread it before the Lord. 19:15. And he prayed in his sight, saying, O Lord God of Israel, who sittest upon the cherubims, thou alone art the God of all the kings of the earth. Thou madest heaven and earth. 19:16. Incline thy ear, and hear. Open, O Lord, thy eyes and see, and hear all the words of Sennacherib, who hath sent to upbraid unto us the living God. 19:17. Of a truth, O Lord, the kings of the Assyrians have destroyed nations, and the lands of them all. 19:18. And they have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, of wood and stone, and they destroyed them. 19:19. Now therefore, O Lord our God, say thus from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, the only God. 19:20. And Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Isaiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I have heard the prayer thou hast made to me concerning Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians. 19:21. This is the word that the Lord hath spoken of him. The virgin, the daughter of Sen, hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem hath wagged her head behind thy back. 19:22. Whom hast thou reproached, and whom hast thou blasphemed? Against whom hast thou exalted thy voice, and lifted up thy eyes on high? Against the Holy One of Israel. 19:23. By the hand of thy servants thou hast reproached the Lord, and hast said, With the multitude of my chariots I have gone up to the height of the mountains, to the top of Libanus, and have cut down its tall cedars, and its choice fir trees. And I have entered into the furthest parts thereof, and the forest of its Carmel. Carmel, a pleasant fruitful hill in the forest. These expressions are figurative, signifying under the names of mountains and forests, the kings and provinces whom the Assyrians had triumphed over. 1924. I have cut down, and I have drunk strange waters, and have dried up with the soles of my feet all the shut up waters. 1925. Hast thou not heard what I have done from the beginning? From the days of old I have formed it, and now I have brought it to effect, that fenced cities of fighting men should be turned to heaps of ruins. I have formed it, etc. All thy exploits, in which thou takest pride, are no more than what I have decreed, and are not to be ascribed to thy wisdom or strength, but to my will and ordinance, who have given to thee to take and destroy so many fenced cities, and to carry terror wherever thou comest. Adabid. Heaps of ruin, literally ruin of the hills. 1926. And the inhabitants of them were weak of hand, they trembled and were confounded, they became like the grass of the field, and the green herb on the tops of houses, which withered before it came to maturity. 1927. Thy dwelling, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy way I knew before, and thy rage against me. 1928. Thou hast been mad against me, and thy pride hath come up to my ears. Therefore I will put a ring in thy nose, and a bit between thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way by which thou camest. 1929. Unto thee, O Ezechias, this shall be a sign. Eat this year what thou shalt find, and in the second year, such things as spring of themselves. But in the third year sow and reap, plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. 1930. And whatsoever shall be left of the house of Judah, shall take root downward, and bear fruit upward. 1931. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and that which shall be saved out of Mount Zion. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall do this. 1932. Wherefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of these Assyrians. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow into it, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a trench about it. 1933. By the way that he came he shall return, and into this city he shall not come, saith the Lord. 1934. And I will protect this city, and will save it for my own sake, and for David, my servant's sake. 1935. And it came to pass at night, that an angel of the Lord came, and slew in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when he arose early in the morning, he saw all the bodies of the dead. 1936. And Sennacherib, king of the Assyrians, departing, went away, and he returned and abode in Nineveh. 1937. And as he was worshipping in the temple of Nisroch, his god, Adramelech and Sarazri, his sons, slew him with the sword, and they fled into the land of the Armenians, and Asarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. 4 Kings chapter 20. Ezechias being sick, is told by Isaiah that he shall die. But praying to God, he obtaineth longer life, and in confirmation thereof receiveth a sign by the sons returning back. He sheweth all his treasures to the ambassadors of the king of Babylon. Isaiah reproving him for it, foretelleth the Babylonish captivity. 20:1. In those days Ezechias was sick unto death, and Isaiah, the son of Amos, the prophet, came and said to him, Thus saith the Lord God, Give charge concerning thy house, for thou shalt die, and not live. 20:2. And he turned his face to the wall, and prayed to the Lord, saying, 20:3. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is pleasing before thee. And Ezechias wept with much weeping. 20:4. And before Isaiah was gone out of the middle of the court, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, 20:5. Go back, and tell Ezechias, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. And behold, I have healed thee. On the third day thou shalt go up to the temple of the Lord. 20:6. And I will add to thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of the Assyrians, and I will protect this city for my own sake, and for David, my servant's sake. 20:7. And Isaiah said, Bring me a lump of figs. And when they had brought it, and laid it upon his boil, he was healed. 20:8. And Ezechias had said to Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I will go up to the temple of the Lord the third day? 20:9. And Isaiah said to him, This shall be the sign from the Lord, that the Lord will do the word which he hath spoken. Wilt thou that the shadow go forward 10 lines, or that it go back so many degrees? 20:10. And Ezechias said, It is an easy matter for the shadow to go forward 10 lines, and I do not desire that this be done, but let it return back 10 degrees. 20:11. And Isaiah, the prophet, called upon the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards by the lines, by which it had already gone down on the dial of Achaz. 20:12. At that time Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of the Babylonians, sent letters and presents to Isaiah, for he had heard that Isaiah had been sick. 20:13. And Isaiah rejoiced at their coming, and he shewed them the house of his aromatical spices, and the gold, and the silver, and divers precious odors, and ointments, and the house of his vessels, and all that he had in his treasures. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominions, that Isaiah shewed them not. 20:14. And Isaiah, the prophet, came to King Isaiah, and said to him, What said these men? Or from whence came they to thee? And Isaiah said to him, From a far country, they came to me out of Babylon. 20:15. And he said, What did they see in thy house? Isaiah said, They saw all the things that are in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shewed them. 20:16. And Isaiah said to Isaiah, Hear the word of the Lord. 20:17. Behold, the days shall come, that all that is in thy house, and that thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord. 20:18. And of thy sons also that shall issue from thee, whom thou shalt beget, they shall take away, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. 20:19. Isaiah said to Isaiah, The word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken, is good. Let peace and truth be in my days. 20:20. And the rest of the acts of Isaiah, and all his might, and how he made a pool, and a conduit, and brought waters into the city, are they not written in the book of the words of the days of the kings of Judah? 20:21. And Isaiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead.